strange game. You know, Iowa State controlled it basically from the jump, but I thought our guys played their butts off. That's about as hard as we played in a long time and competed hard, and we just didn't have much to show for it. Couldn't buy a basket, but we got the ball where we wanted to and didn't finish, and they made a lot of baskets at the end of the clock, especially down the stretch in the second half. But give them credit. They were better than us today. But by no means am I leaving out of here disappointed at all. I thought we had a good weekend. I thought we competed hard today, and I saw a lot of positive things that hopefully we can take into the NCAA tournament.
Let's go to questions now for our two student athletes. We have Riley on the left side, Jesse on the right. So who wants to go first? Hey guys, here on the front row, extreme left.
Quentin and Devont, today the shooting, especially from three, was off after being pretty good in the other games. What was the difference tonight?
Like Coach said, it was one of those nights. I feel like every shot that we put up was a good shot. I don't think anybody took any questionable shots, but I feel like it's just one of the problems for us tonight. I feel like Devon got us some good threes. I would put up some good shots. I just missed some wide open looks. So I just feel like it was just one of those nights where we just couldn't get a basket.
Okay. Again, here on the front row.
Quentin and Devon, going back to what Coach had said about positives, what positives do you take from this tonight?
I would say just, you know, the way we competed. You know, we showed some signs where, you know, where we really wanted, you know, to win this game, but they hit some tough shots. You know, we were just missing some of our easy shots that, you know, we usually make. But, you know, it's a bad feeling, but, you know, we're on to the next game.
Yeah, like Devon said, just I feel like we competed to the last second of the game where Ochai come in and making that last three. Nobody acted like they quit on the game. They kept playing on defense even the last 20 seconds of the game. So I feel like throughout the whole game, we competed the whole entire time.
Hey, toward the back, inside aisle.
Devon, could you discuss the challenges that with so many freshmen playing such a big role on this team, the challenges that you guys face in coming back from this kind of loss and navigating your way into the NCAA since none of you guys have been here yet?
You know, I would say, you know, there's some challenges, but, you know, in the big scheme of things, you know, I feel like we're ready. We're ready for it. And, you know, the four freshmen, you know, we really, you know, been prepared by the coaching staff and, you know, our teammates. So, you know, there's going to be some challenges, but I feel like we're ready for it.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, Quentin and Yvonne, we'll let you go back to the locker room. I'm sure there'll be some one-on-one interviews there with your SID, Chris. Thank you for coming. A great week and good luck next week. Let's go to questions now for Coach Self. Coach will be on your left toward the back.
Hey, Bill. You guys coming in today were tied for second in quadrant one wins, and you obviously schedule a difficult non-con. I just wondered how you think the committee should factor that in when look at your seed.
You know, Jesse, I don't know, and I'm not going to get hung. We're going to be happy whatever happens tomorrow. You know, I think we probably could have helped ourselves if we'd have won the tournament. But we didn't, and so I don't think we hurt ourselves at all by playing in the finals. So if we were a four seed before, we're probably still a four seed the way I look at it. I think we had a chance to get to a three, and hopefully we still do. But, you know, so much of it's about matchups rather than seeds once you get into the tournament anyway.
In the middle, left side.
Bill, you've been coaching this league a long time, obviously. I think this will be only the second time the league hasn't had a one or two seed. Can you talk about just like the challenges? Do you think the league will do as good as it usually has in the tournament, not as good? What's your outlook on that?
I think our league is plenty good enough to go win, have teams in the tournament to go have multiple wins. You know, let's call it like it is. Our league's not as top-heavy as what it has been in the past. To me, Texas Tech has had the best year. I'm not nothing against K-State, but I think if you include non-conference and everything and ranking, and I think that they probably had the best year, but obviously K-State can make a run and go deep. Iowa State, you know, they're the best offensive team in our league. They can make a run and go deep. Texas Tech positively can. And there's others that are capable of doing it too. But I don't think when you look at other leagues across America, you're looking at leagues and say, well, there's six teams there that have a chance to go to the Final Four out of those respective leagues. Most leagues have. ACC's a little different, obviously, because they're very top-heavy. But most of the leagues have two or three. You know, if they get hot at the right time, they can make a run. And I still think that's the case with this league. I think last year we had the most wins in the tournament of all the leagues, if I'm not mistaken. But whether or not that happens, I mean, who knows? But yeah, this league has prepared itself by beating up on each other that we should be ready to go have success next week.
Okay, on the front.
Going back to what you said last night, Bill, you had said you were expecting about 70% of the fans to be Iowa State supporters. Did it seem like it was an away game, or did it?
No, not at all. But they had the majority of the fans. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it was 70-30. I don't think it was that. But you know, I thought our fans hung in there and fought pretty hard. We just didn't give them enough to get excited about. You know, we get it to nine and we foul a 3-point shooter. We get it to nine and have a wide open look to cut to six, and we just didn't make those plays that you need to make in order to kind of put some real game pressure on them. But I thought their crowd was great, and certainly I thought our crowd tried and did their job. We just didn't give them enough to get excited about.
Toward the back, left side.
Hey, obviously you didn't stick with David too long tonight. Was there kind of a turning point when you realized you guys had to go a different direction?
Well, we decided, you know, if you're going to play big with that team, you got to score inside. And because they put you at such a disadvantage if you're going to play man-to-man. I mean, we knew that going in, and we didn't score inside. And so I thought the best way, and it was the best way to play, was spread and drive it. And so you can say David, and David understands. I mean, if David's in the game, Diedrich's got to guard a guard. And when Horton Tucker went out of the game, that's not good matchups for us. So I made a decision that we're going to play small and try to drive it. And, you know, we scored the ball so much better the second half, and had a chance to score it even better if we could have converted some open looks from three. Nothing has changed. David's still a starter, all that stuff. But they're a hard team for us to match up with if Diedrich has to guard a little guard.
Okay, the next question, Coach, will be on the TV riser in the back. Coach's left.
Coach, you talked about last week being a little down, you know, not coming out of the league without a championship, and you said, I think we'll be excited. How excited are your kids going to be, pumped up, going into their, you know, they've seen it all their life, March Madness,
yeah,
the tournament, now they get to play in it?
I think we'll be excited. You know, the thing about it is, I'll be honest, I'm more excited about my team after watching them play today than I have been all year long. We had nothing go well. Offensively, nothing, and they hung in there, and they battled their ass off for 40 minutes. So even though it wasn't pretty, I thought we did a lot of good things that if you take away when the ball leaves your hand, if it's a good or bad shot when it leaves your hand, for both teams, we actually did pretty good. Their players were better than our players at making shots. I mean, that's just what it is. I don't think we defended them perfectly by any stretch, but I thought we got some good looks too. But they were better than us. Make no mistake, they were better than us. But I loved how we competed for 40 minutes. But there's a difference in competing and trying real hard still. And what the young kids learn today, trying harder and harder and harder doesn't necessarily mean you're competing better, because we got tighter, the rim shrunk. You know, you got to be able to relax and play through those things and know that, you know, if we're not making shots, and hey, we got to get inside touch here, we got to do this, and we haven't quite got that yet. But I thought there were some things that we can move forward that'll help the young kids later on, without question.
Closing questions.